What's up with all the fuss about water and birds? Water is always a hot topic, and in a year like this one with drought concerns throughout the state, the needs of both humans and wildlife, especially birds, are coming up against each other. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. We're in a drought year. This is Bay Birds. A century ago, Central Valley wetlands supported 40 million migrating waterfowl along the Pacific Flyway. By the 1980s, however, 95% of those wetlands had been lost to the creation of the great agricultural engine and the communities that make up the valley today. The 19 Central Valley wetland refuges are the last vestiges of that habitat, and millions of birds depend on them for survival. In 1992, in acknowledgement of the massive impacts to wildlife from federal irrigation, Congress passed the Central Valley Project Improvement Act to support habitat for birds, fish, and other wildlife in the Central Valley. This legislation mandated minimum allocations of water to the network of federal wildlife refuges, state wildlife areas, and private wetlands in the Central Valley. Unfortunately, a new effort in the House Appropriations Subcommittee is underway to divert nearly all funding for Central Valley Wildlife Refuge water to water contractors, and this could have devastating results for migratory birds. According to Audubon California's Mike Lines, taking the tiny fraction of water from the refuges is going to do little or nothing to alleviate the pain of the drought, but it will have enormous consequences for the millions of birds that rely on those habitat areas. Migratory birds have been suffering right along with every other interest in the Central Valley, and new data regarding waterfowl breeding populations in California shows a 20% decline in the number of breeding mallards over the last year. According to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, which conducts these annual surveys, the total number of breeding ducks is also 23% below the long-term average. With the ongoing drought, it is expected that things will only get worse as migrating bird flocks come to California this fall and find little habitat or food to survive on. If you're interested in following the progress and status of the drought bill, check out audublog.org for updates. So what is the answer? Humans or birds? Perhaps there is a compromise in there, and perhaps it's water conservation. In times of drought, discussions generally focus around the question of how do we get more water? But perhaps the primary focus should be how we can use less water. Take a moment. Regardless of where you are, is there anything you can do to reduce your water usage? Perhaps a slightly shorter shower? Saving that cold water that comes out first and watering your plants with it? Installing a gray water catchment system to water your lawn or garden, or going to a car wash instead of washing the car yourself. Yes, this really does save water. And the list goes on. If everyone throughout the state reduced their demand for water, would we have enough for the humans and the birds to thrive? I'd like to think so. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.